Back in 2000, Roots Country musicians Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott recorded an album together called Real Time. It was regarded as a tour de force, and fans waited hungrily for their next studio release. For 13 years, they've waited with bated breath. Those fans can now exhale.
I wish that I could hold you when day is done till life is through. But all I have to hold on to are these memories and moments.
That's the title cut off Memories and Moments, the new CD from Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. It was recorded the old-fashioned way, with the two musicians facing each other in the studio, their music bleeding into each other's microphones. No overdubs, no added bells and whistles. And we've gotten them together today in a studio in Nashville. Tim and Daryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So you have both had such remarkable solo careers, spent time with world-class artists, among them Mark Knopfler and Robert Plant, just to name two. And you, the two of you, have toured together over the years. But what finally got you both back in the studio together?
I remember calling Daryl up and just to have just a general hangout and catch up thing. And there was some intention to do something relating to our view on mountaintop removal, which takes place in our home states of West Virginia and Kentucky. And I remember we talked about that, and that came true.
Well, my daddy came from coal dust, and me, I'm about the same. If you read King Cole's ledger book, then you've seen my family name. It used to take a camp of miners to load their train and go. Now there's four in my crew, and we do what we do to keep your dirty lights on. Keep your dirty lights on. Keep your dirty lights on. If you got money in your pocket and a switch on the wall, we'll keep your dirty lights on.
About 2 hours from Nashville, I have some land and a cabin. And Tim and I got together, to work on some songs, talk about the possible recording. And right across the hill from us, it's literally at the Cumberland Plateau, there's a mountain called Bear Knob. And I think it's meant to be B-E-A-R, but it may as well be B-A-R-E, because it was a strip mine or a blown-off mountain from the 30s. And nothing grows there. It also means it's a great lookout from up there. And then seeing there's, a campaign of billboards that's pro-coal, that says, coal, you know, we keep your lights on. And I thought, keep your dirty lights on was a pretty good twist on that.
If you got money in your pocket and a switch on the wall, we'll keep your dirty lights on.
I mentioned in the introduction about the simplicity of this recording. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that decision. There was a conscious decision, I imagine, to strip away all the fancy production devices that are available to musicians these days in a modern kind of studio environment. What do you gain by doing that? And is there something that you lose?
Well, one thing that happens when somebody comes in and records after you, let's say Daryl did his part first and then I came in, he wouldn't be able to react to what I did, because his part would be in stone. It would be in, you know, digitized already. So when you play together, maybe you sort of see or hear the gears going in their brains, you know, the people that are playing, and you sort of, there's something more that happens.
And you ask the question, what do you lose? I think I could say you lose perfection. Mm-hmm. So a lot of recordings are striving for a kind of sonic perfection. When you do it live and immediate, you kiss a perfection goodbye.
And you're fine with that.
Oh, absolutely.
On at least one track, you two were not alone in the studio. John Prine was there to sing his classic Paradise. Let's take a listen to this, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
When I was a child,
My family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
That is a lovely song.
I loved hearing him talk about how he wrote the song that, you know, when we were there that day. He said he went down to Paradise. His dad actually first wrote him a letter and said, well, you know, it looks like they hauled Paradise away. That was his dad's hometown down in Kentucky. And he had kind of a hit song with it in the early 70s. And he said all the people in Paradise really hated the song and hated him for writing
it. Oh, no.
And his relatives, you know, they all worked for the coal companies. He said nowadays people love the song and they understand it.
Yeah.
There's no work for them now. There's no coal mining there because they took it all away. The town's gone and the coal's gone.
I want to talk a little bit more about what it's like for the two of you to reunite musically.
A thing that happens when we get together, neither of us really has to hold back. We just sort of let it hang out.
We don't push it, as in there's an old blues saying called chopping heads, where you try to outdo the other one and, you know, one takes a solo and then the other one gets out and stands on the bar playing a solo and the other one puts the guitar behind their back. And it's not that, but in a really positive, wonderful way, we push each other not to, you know, destruction.
We've got time for one more from the CD. This is your song, Tim. It is called Time to Talk to Joseph.
I lay awake till morning, mind racing through the gloom, till I practice shadow puppets on my side of the room. And you soften snow beside me as I make those figures dance, until finally I'm laughing at the random path of chance. And it's time to talk to Joseph. I'm gonna pack my little sack.
There's a lot of picking going on in that song. I wonder, your original CD together, Real Time Is So Beloved, by your fans, does that make you just a tad nervous about how this much-anticipated follow-up might be received, or do you just block that stuff out?
You know, I'm getting over that.
But not yet. You're still working on it.
Well, there is a sort of a fermentation that happens in people's minds, and I guess it happened in my mind too, that, you know, boy, can we do that again? Can we go back to that? And then at some point I just said, well, you know, if we don't try, we'll never do anything together again.
To me, the word is fearless, putting it out there, and then with the right ingredients, it'll probably turn into something edible and listenable.
Well, congratulations on the album. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, their new CD is called Memories and Moments. They joined us from Nashville. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Rachel.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.